Satirist Paul Beatty's most successful work, The Sellout, became the first novel by an American to win the prestigious Man Booker Prize in 2016. To understand the importance of Beatty's win, it's key to have some context on the Booker Prize itself. You're listening to Remarkable Receptions, a podcast about popular and critical responses to African-American novels. The Booker Prize, first awarded in 1969 and endowed by a food wholesaler and then sponsored by an investment bank, was only initially eligible for books written by authors in British Commonwealth countries. That changed in 2013, when eligibility was extended to any author working in English whose work was published in the UK. While the Booker Prize is not the Nobel Prize in literature, it is up there with the Pulitzer Prize for fiction as one of the most prestigious literary prizes in the world. Beatty winning the Booker Prize was unlikely for reasons beyond the fact that he is an American. First, while Beatty's first novel, The White Boy Shuffle, had been a genuine success, his subsequent two novels, Tough and Slumberland, had not been big sellers at all. Second, The Sellout follows Bon Bon, last name Me, as he confronts the continued reality of systemic racism by reinstituting slavery and segregation within his fictional community of Dickens, California, a thinly veiled stand-in for Compton. Given those factors, it's no wonder that announcements of Beatty winning the Booker Prize frequently noted how the book had been turned down by more than a dozen publishers, and was ultimately published by a small press in the UK. If you watch video of the ceremony provided by the Booker Foundation online, you will find a scene that could be taken from one of Beatty's novels, Duchess Camilla Parker Bowles, wife of the heir to a monarchy greatly enriched by slavery, introduces a short list of novels considered for the prize. By her side is the head of the Man Group, a massive hedge fund whose major initial investments were in Caribbean sugar in the late 1700s. This builds to the awarding of the prize to a novel about restoring slavery. In a press conference for the award, Beatty says that he felt on some level that he was writing, quote, an important book and trying to do so. As one can see from its reception, he certainly did that. And in doing so, he solidified his status as one of the most important contemporary novelists in African American literature. This episode was written by Cameron Leader Pacone. He is the author of Black and More Than Black, African American Fiction in the Post Era.
This episode was edited by Elizabeth Calley and me, Howard Ramsey.
Remarkable Receptions is part of the Black Literature Network, a joint project from African American Literary Studies at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville and the History of Black Writing at the University of Kansas. This project was made possible by the generous support of the Mellon Foundation. For more information, visit blacklitnetwork.org.